Okay, so we are holding in Simon Sadi Beis, and we're up to Sif Gimel. Tzorach Kedem Tefillah L'Hasik Kichay B'Nir V'Chol Davar HaTorah. So before one daven Shemon Esrei, one should remove any phlegm so that they're able to concentrate. Sif Dalad Tzorach Lirchitz Yadav V'Mayim Imiyeshle. So there is a din that one needs to wash one's hands L'Fnei HaTefillah. So you need to wash Imiyeshle. The im einlay, and if a person doesn't have mayim, im einlay, sorry, halachza achreim ad parsa. So a person needs to walk up until a parsa, which we saw yesterday. The Mishnah Berurah said that we take on a shear of 18 minutes for a meal, and therefore it's 72 minutes. The hanimili kishuhu haylech bederech v'mayim nimtzayim lefana. This is referring to a case where a person is traveling, and anyway, he's planning on walking in that direction. And we'll see in a minute, we speak in a situation where there's no concern of missing saves man tefillah, and so on. But if you need to go backwards, you need to go out of your direction in order to find the water, then we say, admil chayzer, you only need to go out of your way 1 mil, which we said is an 18-minute walk. So again, we're holding in Simon Tzadi Beis Sif Dalet, and we're saying over here in the Mechaber that there's a requirement to try and find Mayim limit to wash your hands Lifnei HaTefillah. If you are anywhere walking in that direction, you have to walk 72 minutes, providing that there's not going to be a concern that you're going to miss Sif Zman Tefillah. And if it's out of your direction, out of your way, we said one needs to walk up into the mill. But if the concern is by you walking out of your direction, out of your way, you're going to miss Siv Zman Tefillah, then Yenaki Yadav Betzrar, Eva Afer B'chol Mid Menaki, then you just rub your hands on the rock or on anything firm and so on. It says the Mishnah Berurah. We said one needs to be reichet, one needs to wash one's hands. Hatamal zeb, ayin el el bereish sim and dalad v'mishnah bura. So if you recall, we said previously in sim and dalad that we wash negel vas in the morning and then we say a bracha. But the bracha is not because we're removing the ruach tuma. We said chazal, we're never mistaken a bracha for the removal of tuma. But we said there's two reasons, primarily that we said the rush and the rash. But the rush is the reason why, is because Shiyodav Shor Adam Askanyes Vf Shishle Naga Bibasa Mutunuf Belaila. And that's the reason why they were Mechayiv Mesakin. Whereas the Rashba said that every day a person is considered to be Kiberia Chadasha, and we are considered to be like a Kohen, that every day he needs to be Miskadesh, the little Yadav Mikeli, and so on. And that's the reason why. That's what the Mishnah told us back then in Siman Dalet. The Gam Letfilas Mincha V'Arvis Tzarach Netila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, something which not necessarily everyone is makpid on, but says the Mishnah Berurah, the same applies for Tfilas Mincha and Tfilas Ma'arit, that a person needs to wash his hands beforehand. There's a requirement of Netila. Now, if you daven Mincha Ma'arit together, so then they say that the assumption is that a person was not Mesiach Das. Just like you need to wash your hands this morning, before you daven Tefillas Musaf, you don't need to wash your hands again, because so long as you're in the Beis HaKnesses, the assumption is that you're not Mesiach Das, and you're a Shemer Yadav B'Tahara, and so on. But in a normal case, a person comes into daven Mincha, you have to wash before you come in just to daven Ma'ariv, you need to wash your hands before. Ukel Kamon Reish Lamed Gimel. The Das Rambam, the Hechad Tzarich Litul Yadav Leinotel, in a situation where you need to wash your hands. Veleinotel, and you didn't wash your hands. The Gam Leinik Eisen Bitzror, Afilu B'Dievet Ein Tefillah Se Tefillah, an amazing Shita, thank you. An amazing Tefillah, a Shita, excuse me, of the Rambam, that the Rambam says that Ad Kedei Kach, if a person did not wash their hands before they davened, Shitas Rambam is a filu b'diavad ein tefillah se tefillah. Tzarech even l'dina. The Be'alach is marfid about this. And the Be'alach should be under the ein chayz mispat l'maisa. We are nekel, and we say that if a person did not wash their hands before they daven b'diavad, that they are not chayz in the tefillah. But ad pekach, you see, ad heich nadvar megiyim, that you have to wash your hands before shachris, which we do anyway because we wash nekel v'asa. before Mincha and before Maariv. And again, just to remind ourselves, if a person is going to, let's say you're getting up at 7:15 in the morning on a Shabbos morning, you're having at 9:15. So you would not say a bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim first thing in the morning, because remember, you're not saying a bracha for the removal of the tuma of which you wash Nego Masa for. You're washing it primarily for a preparation for tefillah. So let's say you wake up at 7:15 and you go home and you learn and you this and you that and so on. So then when you get close to davening, or let's say you might excuse yourself one more time before davening. So, you know, towards the end, if a person goes to the mikveh Shabbos morning. So you should not say the bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim first thing in the morning, but rather, you know, when you are close to the time when you're actually going to start davening, that is when you would wash one more time and say the bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim and so on. We said that one needs to wash one doesn't need to worry about drying. It says that kala eichal pas bli nigul v'yadayim ki ro eichal milechem tamei. Says the Gemara in Seita. We said that salich v'dafke kishudei shem melech lachis avol b'stam yadayim meikol b'samach sifhei. So in other words, there is a concept of stam yadayim. So we know on the one hand that stam yadayim are considered to be askanis. Your hands have a mind of their own. And that's the reason why before you touch a piece of bread and eat, you have to wash. Because Chazal made a Takana Shlema Melech was that in order to habituate the Kahanim that they should eat their Truma in a state of Tahara, they said you need to wash your hands. So, but in order for us to ensure that the Kahanim eats Truma in a state of Tahara, everyone needs to wash their hands before bread. And that's because our hands are Stam Yadayim. So Stam Yadayim Legavi Pas Chazal Ramechayiv. But Min HaStam, you want to make a bracha on a cup of tea or something, there's no requirement to wash your hands as such. Now we said, so it's important to wash your hands before Shachris, before Mincha, before Maariv. How far do you need to go? Do you need to travel in order to procure Mayim? So the Shulchan Aruch said, Tzorich Lachzer in Adparso. Lachzer in the in yid starch al yidei zelilech achakach nechidi. But let's say you're going to have to walk out by yourself. Oishal yuchal al yidei zelag yirim chayis chafzi ba'id yoyim in tzorich lachzer klal. So if there's going to be an element of sakana, or you're not going to reach your destination in time to daven mincha, which according to the Mishnah Berurah, let's remind ourselves, the Mishnah Berurah does not allow us to daven mincha after shkia. In other words, yesh mekidim, and by the chassidim, they're certainly makel to daven even the chatchila after shkia, and especially those who say mechan rabbeinu tam. But the shita of the Mishnah Berurah is it's better to daven biyachidus than daven after shkia. That's the Mishnah Berurah shita. Now we said, that you need to walk 72 minutes is providing you're going in that direction anyway. And if a person who is traveling, you're on a wagon, or you're in a car, we would say also the amount of time it takes to travel 72 minutes. Gam ein hiloch bein derech ralatoyev, ein chiloch bein derech ralatoyev. We have to make a distinction between how easy or difficult the derech is. V'chol zedafke kishirei bevadei shim tishamayim. Avmusafik lay. So if you're not even sure that there is going to be any mayim down yonder, you don't need to bother. It's only if you know that there's a place out in the distance where you'll be able to get mayim. Now we said, going forward, if it's anyway on your way, 72 minutes. It's an amazing thing. I mean, you know, imagine a person you're out on a tiyul, and you stop somewhere to daven mincha, you haven't had a chance to wash your hands. Shulchan Aruch says, you shouldn't daven mincha. You know, drive to a petrol station, see if you can go and buy a bottle of water and wash your hands, providing that you're not going to miss Siv Zman Tiyulah. Now we said, however, if you need to go out,
the difference between driving and walking?
No, well, we're saying 18 minutes. 18 minutes. You still need to travel 18 minutes.
You need to travel 18 minutes, either by car or
yeah, or by wagon if you. Yeah, exactly. We said that if a person's going out of their way, it's la'achirav. the culture king is you should be basically the bavadi chayiv lach so lechatchila achamayim and miyadeshi other melachlochis. And certainly, if a person is in their house, the same, I mean, they're not going anywhere. So, for that, we're speaking if a person's on a journey. Is it on the way? Is it out of the way? If you are at home, you're not planning on going anywhere, so you need to also get up and go up until 18 minutes if need be. So, let's say they're working on your plumbing and they turn the mains off. And you need to daven, you're not planning on going to shul. You should knock on the neighbor and say, can I wash my hands? I need to daven. Admil, the highly place can save him. The mil atzmei dinei kiyes mil. So it's up until it's ad v'loy ad bechlau, says the Mishnah Berurah. Now we said this is providing that you're not going to miss save zman tefila. Zman tefila legamrei. The imhu b'makim sheyisha masarish misfalim is 10 people who are davening. The im yagzar acher mayim yaver zman tefila b'tzibor. You're going to miss out on tefila b'tzibor. So we've seen many times like what trumps what. What is more important than what? So here we're saying that tefillah b'tzibor is more important than washing beforehand. So that's up to the kach. That we don't say that you should daven b'yechidus. We said yinake yadav. If a person is concerned that they're going to receive zman tefillah if they try and find mayim. We said you just rub your hands. Right? Shema. So again, you see also, even if it's a suffix, if you're going to miss Siv Zman Tefillah. The culture game, the Indian Kriya Shema, the Bevadi Osri Lahamtin al Mayim im Yish Chashash Shema Yavah Hazman. What's the culture game? Kriya Shema is the Raisa. So if there's a concern, you're going to miss Siv Zman Kriya Shema, and then you should just say Kriya Shema. The Bavali also Lahamtin Al Mayim im Yesh Khashash Shem Yavazman, Ella Yanaka Vikra Vish Harbi placing which is saving the Kriyashma, take it Mishigia, Taskalas Zmano, as soon as it's the time, and Ainli Mayimanaka Vikra Vlayamtin Al Mayim. There are those who say, you know, we don't even wait until you get towards, you know, what is it now, around 9:40? You don't wait till you're close to the time of 9:40. You don't mess around when it comes to Kriyashma. You say it as soon as possible. And he tells us to take a look later on. Now, what is the latest time for Mincha? This is something I think that people are a little bit lax in this. I remember Rabasha Yeli when I was in his Chaburas, which we used to have Mincha right afterwards, and I remember many, many times he would always just try and, you know, people were on to handle and learning with him after the shir, and you know, he would always try to kind of nip out quickly and just wash his hands. You know, so you're supposed to wash your hands before tefillah. Up to the kach, it's an amazing shita. The Rambam, says, "Bidi evad, you're not yotze." It's an incredible shita. Rachetz yadav shachris v'hisiach daitei tzrichem netilah tefillah im yesh le'mayim. So you wash your hands in the morning, but you are misiach das. Like we said, like our example, you're home, you're learning, you go to the mikveh, you do this, you do that, whatever the case is. Maybe you take your kids to Rota first, even though we said, you know, ideally you shouldn't be doing these things before tefillah, but, you know, if you have to do these things. So, lamaisa yom misich das, from the netil in the morning, tzrichem netil tefillah, miyesh lemayim, you need to wash again. Aval bisha eni yedeh lehem shum lichluch, v'la yivarech, you shouldn't make another bracha. If you did, and again, reminding ourselves, we said in Siman Dalad, but you should not be saying the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim then and there. If you know that there's going to be a big hafsek and you're going to have to do rote and you're going to go to the mikvah and you're going to do this and you're going to do that, because you should say it once you know that you're not going to go to the bathroom anymore and you're ready to daven. You've already washed once, even though there was a heschadas, you need not travel the various distances, which we said in the previous sif. Hagav, afilu hayu yadum nechlachis v'neitlin v'neitlan letzfila ein mevarech ukad le'el simen vav. So let's say a person's hands, where a person touched a part of their body which is usually covered over, and now they're about to have a mincha, ein mevarech ukad le'el simen vav. A person does not. And if you recall, in simen vav, this was one of the kashas on the rush. Remember we said that machlik is rush and rashul. The reason why we are washing and saying a bracha, the Rosh says, because your daim askania is you touched a makam atunav. The Rashba says, because every day we're like a bechir chadash, we're like a kayin who's nitel yadav na'akiyar every morning. So they asked on the Rosh this kasha. So according to you, so before mincha, you know, if you touch parts of your body which are mechusa, you should have to make a bracha according to you. We don't do that. That was one of the horrors which they asked on the Rosh way back when. Hey, Mishnah Berurah says we see daita retzalima shehit lid harbe bein mitzila letzvila. Actually, see daita. It was a gap. It was a pause. Kol jigin sheshayich has chadas bein mitzila shel shachris letzvilas mincha for sure. Unless a person, you know, davens, you know, right before chatzais, and then they, you know. Okay, three of them. The kivin she sich daite mishmiras on the yodayim askani is and the shem and nagu b'makim atinatus. We said there is this requirement to wash for tefila. Avolateiro lebirkas kriu lebrachas of kriishma stam yodayim kishirisim. As we said, we own at times Chazal were concerned about stam yodayim, namely legapi pas, because out of a concern of the Kahanim, they might end up eating the Truma with Stam Yadayim, and Stam Yadayim post-slays as a Truma, we say. We treat Yadayim like a Sheni, which passes Truma, and so on. Rabbasim Galad, Kas Prima Gadim, Tachriyashma, Psulim, Stam Yadayim. So there the Prima Gadim is Machmir for Kriyashma, which would mean there would be another reason why you'd have to wash before Myrith, according to the Prima Gadim, because Kriyashma, Diraisin, Stam Yadayim, Apostle. We said Ein Tzarich Lachzav a little. You washed once in the morning. Granted, you're Nesiach Das. We said that Ein Tzarich Lachzav a little. Yeah, Ein Tzarich Avah Pikin Tzarich Lenakis Yisem B'midi Dimenaki Dilma Mudbak Boi Ma'at Tzaya Yizeya Al Yidei Hanegiyah V'mekim Yisem Chusem. So, you know, you might have touched sweat and the like. Yizkanech Al Yidei Hanikoyen. The dafka b'stam yadayim emekel mechaber avol im naga b'makim atunav v'kol shkin k'sha'asat tzrach av ach v'tfilas mincha tzrach lachzer achamayim. So if you went to the washroom and you touched parts of your body which are usually covered, then the ikadin is a requirement of to wash. You know, I'm just going to read now from here till the end of the simon because we're a little bit behind, and hopefully we'll finish it. But if not, we'll have to be amongst ourselves. Involved, we say, "Ha'imid b'tefila v'niska shenagav b'makim matunach." A person, let's say, is in the middle of tefilas mincha, holding by slach lanu, and they think, you know, I touch a makim matunach. I touched the makim matunach. I was fashvitzed, and I was scratching my head, and I touched sweat, and so on. What do you do if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? Dai b'nikayin afar etzreiris im chachich yadav b'kosel. So you just rub your hands on the table and on the wall and so on, and that is sufficient. Zayin, makam atunav. What is the gather of a makam atunav? Hainu makayimais, abachusim v'odam, places which are usually covered, afishayish b'em, milmulei zeh. So it's fascinating. The main reason why you need to wash your hands if you touch a makam atunav, person touches their stomach. So it should come out according to this. If you've just come out of the shower, you shouldn't have to wash. Because the concern is, v'tishyesh b'milmulei zeh. The concern is that maybe there's sweat, perspiration, and the like. V'chein in chikech harayish, you scratch your scalp. The same reason. So anything which is considered to be dirty and so on, sweat and the like, a person should not be touching at that time. So that is the gather of a makam atunav, and you know it seems to be more of a lay plug.
Including the beged,
unless you use ki'im al yidei, unless you're cleaning out the inside of your ears and your nose with a handkerchief and so on. But I'm just saying it comes up in the ikra din if you know that you don't sweat so much. Right? You don't sweat so much. Or you've just come out of the shower. And therefore there's no chashash milmulizeya in the ikra din, mitzad the reason you shouldn't have to. It seems to be more of a late look. Chas hamashlin, person passed water, lo yispalel, and she yishek the hilach arba amis mishumitzit. Says a person should not be so quick to daven. Let's say when you daven mincha, you're out in the middle of nowhere. You relieve yourself. Wait the time it takes to walk arba amis, you know, roughly 6 to 8 feet, because of concern that there might be some residual meiraglayim and so on from yispalel, and so too someone who is davening. Lo yashtin ad sheyisha, you should not relieve yourself. Ad sheyisha kedei hilach arba amos. You should also wait the amount of time it takes to walk 6 to 8 feet. Shekol arba amos tefilasi shkur befiv v'rechushe marachshin stifavase. Right? It's the assumption is that even once a person has finished Shmoneh Esrei, you're still kind of lingering in the Shmoneh Esrei. You know, they say that the Lashon of Marcheshvan is Meloshon Merachshin Sifavase. All the Chassidus Shesvarm quote this Lashon. Marcheshvan is, you know, we've had such an uplifting month of Tishrei with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and now we get to Marcheshvan, they say it's Meloshon Merachshin Sifavase. Our lips are just kind of continuing, you know, all of the tefillahs and the hallel and everything. So a person should wait, Dalai Lamas and so on. Tess, a rekik, a person spits. Lo yispalo ad sheyisha arba amos. Again, to go from spitting, which is considered to be a davar mevuza, you know, the Gemara says it's asa lorik bifnei rabbi, you know, not to spit in front of your rabbi. So to spit, you should not daven right afterwards, but rather you should wait for the time it takes to walk arba amos. Hamispalo, and so too, if you've daven Shmoneh Esrei, lo yorik ad sheyisha arba amos, wait the amount of time it takes to walk for amos. V'dafka l'rut sayinah, if you initiate the spittle and the saliva, avol im nizdamen lay a rake mutter, but if it happens to be that you cough up phlegm, then it is permitted. Yud tov litan tzedaka kodem tefila, it is good to give tzedaka before tefila, and that's why mi'ikra did, if a person, especially during shachris, you know, some places they collect tzedaka during Chazaras Hashatz, Asher Valetzian, which is very nice. But mitzad this maila, you're supposed to do beforehand, there's a fascinating shita of the Ari, which they quote, that the Ari would give tzedaka before Shacharis and before Mincha, but not before Ma'ariv. And there are different reasons as to why before Ma'ariv he didn't do so, and the place can say it doesn't mean if an ani comes to you and says, you know, I'm starving, can I? No. Kavanas Ari, we don't give. But, you know, to initiate the tzedaka, you know, I'm not sure why, because they say because it's a time of dinim. I don't know why one would have thought it's a time of dinim. Culture came to be mamtik the dinim. Tzedaka in general is mamtik the dinim. Whenever a person needs Yeshua, even if you give one pruta, it just creates a little pesach to be mamtik things. But al kaponim, the minhag of the Ari was not to initiate, but before Shacharis and before Mincha, you know, even to give, you know, 5p, whatever it is, that's a good one. Let's see what we have time for a couple of minutes. We are holding by Sukkot and Chav Zayin. We said, if a person is aiming at its filah and they realize in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei that they touched the Makom HaTunav, then you rub your hands. And people don't need to go overboard and kind of, you know, sometimes you see people like every single part of their finger. That doesn't seem to be, I'm not making latsanas, but it doesn't seem to be the minhag
HaMakubal. Isn't it supposed to be wood?
Well, doesn't it? Any firm.
Can it be this?
Yeah.
But not the tissue, would that be a mylar?
They seem to say something which is hard and firm. It seems to be, breath. Says the Mishnah Berurah. So you're at a time when you're able to get up. So, you know, you are before Shmoneh Esrei. So get up and wash, which would mean, according to this, you know, let's say a person has their tefillin on, Shacharis, you know, and they touch the Makom HaMetzuvah, or they scratch their scalp, and so on. Remember, that's the reason why one is supposed to go like this, instead of, yeah, like, so you should have to, you know, undo your tefillin, your straps, and so on, the Ritzuas of the Shal Yad. The Nitzke Shinaga Nakat Hachi, Mishim Shlachat Chila Asa Liga B'tfila Gufa. Okay, come on. Meaning during the tefillah itself, you're obviously not supposed to touch, but the same would apply if you mistakenly, inadvertently touch yourself during the Shmoneh Esrei. Now we said in Zion, what is the gather of a Makom HaTunav? We said anywhere, which is this. Zayah, we'll just see one last Tzedkatin and Chavtas. We said that if a person is, you shouldn't touch these places when you are learning, and so on. Esik Latera, but the evidence of Dai Beni Kayin Va'alma, Latera Labrachas, Afapin Shish Lanayim. It is sufficient. Ain La'el Besiv Simon Dalad, the Mishnah Berurah, the Imnoga Betitz Verefesh, Efshida Filu Chatchila Shari Kach, that you don't need to wash, even though arguably it is less hygienic and so on. And Lamaisa, we say that there is a discussion if a person is learning and they touch, you know, should you get up and, you know, wash your hands in the middle? It seems to be that the minig is not to, you know, again, a person shouldn't do it because the minig is not to, but mitzad the bittel terush by it seems that the minig is not to. Okay, we will call it. Chodesh, everyone.
Are these, you can take it,
yeah. Sure, yeah, take it.